You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here. So if you have a question or a comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But until you do call in, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I thought maybe I'd talk about the Kennedy assassination. And, of course, the President of the United States was assassinated because of a conspiracy of the highest level of our government. How do I know that that is the case? Well, for one thing, I interviewed Madeleine Duncan Brown, and Madeleine Duncan Brown was the mistress, LBJ's mistress, and she tells about having attended a meeting in Dallas the evening before the assassination, and of course at that meeting was J. Edgar Hoover and Richard Nixon, and people from the banking industry, LBJ. She lists about 15 people who attended the meeting. And after the meeting was over, and she didn't actually attend the meeting, she was at the meeting, and these people all went off to the side. After she attended the meeting, JFK whispered in her ear, "Well, you won't have to worry about that, Kennedy, after tomorrow." It was very obvious that this was the plan for the assassination of the President of the United States, so that Lyndon Johnson could become president. And there were many, many reasons why they killed him. Partly, he understood the banking conspiracy and wanted to take the power away from the bankers. He certainly did not want to continue the war in Vietnam. JFK, imperfect as he was, liberal as he was, at least believed in the free enterprise system and was doing everything he could to preserve it. But whatever the final reason was, there's no question that they killed him. Is there any other evidence other than the material we got from Madeleine Duncan Brown? Well, yes, certainly Galen Ross, who we carry a lot of his material, claims that he actually talked to a man who attended the meeting, who he would not give out his name until after he died. And since that time, I don't think that we've talked to Galen, but basically, he told exactly the same story. But then, of course, we had the opportunity of interviewing Colonel Marvin, Daniel Marvin. And Daniel Marvin was actually in the Special Forces, certainly, in the period immediately following the Kennedy assassination. He was sent by the military to a school where they trained assassins. And certainly, in the course of attending that school put on by the CIA, where they actually had members of the CIA as instructors, where one of them actually told the story of how they had arranged the assassination. They didn't carry it out. They hired professional assassins, then they had them killed. But Colonel Marvin tells that story, and you can hear that in the 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins, where we actually interview other people trained to be assassins. And who do we have on the line? We have a caller.
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's Aaron Motz here in North Fort Collins. Good morning.
Well, good morning. It's open lines. Glad to have you with us. What would you like to talk about?
You know, the $5 bills, and you can educate me when it comes to other bills that were printed, but they said United States note on them that John F. Kennedy had printed. And I actually own one, and they say United States note. They're green. They've got a red seal on them. And the one I've got was printed 6 weeks before his death. I think that had a lot to do with his death.
It may very well have, but they were a continuation of the U.S. bill that Lincoln had printed back in the 1860s to finance the Civil War. And those were United States notes, Sidney Kidd. Remember, before that, why, of course, money was actually printed by the banks, and the U.S. didn't print money. And, of course, but Lincoln needed money to finance the war. So he printed those United States notes with a green, with a red note on them, and they said United States notes. And those have maintained in circulation up through the Kennedy time. I don't believe they're available today. But that's a valuable collector's item, and basically they go back to the Lincoln greenbacks here. Let's talk of Lincoln greenbacks. That's what you have. You have a Lincoln greenback. I think they eventually withdraw them all because the last thing they want is an independent currency that is not issued by the bankers because, of course, that currency that we have to pay interest to the bankers for, we have going all the way back to, certainly, 1913. And so I think they pull those out of circulation. You're lucky to have one.
Yeah. The other issue, of course, is I believe it was Executive Order 111110, which had to do with ending the funding for the Vietnam War, right?
And I, at one time, I actually had a copy that I probably still have one around. And basically, they wanted the Vietnam War, and I think that's one reason they got rid of Kennedy, was because he really didn't want to take us into another senseless war, and it was a senseless war. I mean, they lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and in fact, I've even seen the clip where Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, said it was a lie, I was given the false information, it never occurred. But basically, they killed 58,000 American citizens, American men, a couple of thousand of them were actually abandoned to the North Vietnamese. But they wanted this war because it would act as a diversion so they could bring in the Great Society. If they needed to get rid of Kennedy, they wanted to bring in the Great Society and all of these wonderful socialist programs now that make people dependent upon government. So I think you're absolutely right. I think that the fact that Kennedy did not want to get involved in the Vietnam War was another reason they had him killed. I'm sure that there were a number of reasons. I'm sure that one of the people who was attended that meeting the night before and who was on the Warren Commission was Alan Dulles. And of course, Alan Dulles was very angry with Kennedy because Kennedy has fired him as chairman of the CIA. And I think probably Alan Dulles, more than anyone, orchestrated the assassination.
Well, it's clear as day that they had his head blown off in public as a way, as a message to those in the know that a coup d'etat had taken place in this country. And there's suspicious deaths in the, I believe, 100 to 200 of them from what I've seen related to keeping this covered up.
Okay, hang on there. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Is our guest still here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. Again, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and go ahead. Give us a go right ahead.
Well, regarding the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, they even made sure that they killed him where the roads made a pyramid. So they shot him at the tip of a pyramid, you know, right as the roads intersected there in a triangle shape. And I know that might not seem like a big deal to a lot of people, but the elite are obsessed with symbolism, and that's kind of a call sign that they, as the orderers of the kill, made sure happened.
Well, you may be right. I'm not in a position to comment on their frame of mind. It could be because that was just a good spot to get the shots off, but maybe you're right. There is symbolism in so much of what they do. But anyway, it's a tragedy, but I do think that more and more Americans recognize the fact that there was a conspiracy behind the murder of President Kennedy. Incidentally, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you're out there and the listening audience would like to give us a call. But, you know, the thing is they've gotten away with it. Even though I think the majority of the American people know that we haven't been told the truth, they're not organized. There's no effective organization to bring the truth out. And even many of our so-called conservative organizations, which we rely on, really avoid this issue because actually they've been infiltrated by the other side and their message is altered by the very people that we oppose. But you go right ahead. Go ahead.
The key is the scene in the movie JFK where Donald Sutherland and Kevin Costner are sitting out on the mall there in Washington, D.C., and he's explaining to him that war is the health of the state. And that moment really describes very well why the powers that be have to have continual and perpetual war. And that's why if they don't have one, they have to manufacture one. And it leads to this war on terror, which is an enemy that can never be defeated, that they can move around. They can move Al-Qaeda all over the Middle East like a chess piece as an excuse to attack sovereign nations that are not a part of the world banking system.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. We financed Al-Qaeda. This whole war on terrorism has been financed by the CIA since its inception. You have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. And you go into the background of the financing of communism from its very inception. In Russia, it was financed by people here in the United States, powerful bankers, in fact, we cover that, and even give the names of some of them in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. The same thing with the Nazi movement. It was financed in large part by American corporations, and we cover this in books, even in a letter, which we actually found among Colonel House's papers, a letter from the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, asking why American corporations were building the weapons for Hitler's Germany and providing the funding for him when nobody over there wanted a war. And we have that letter. We'll be glad to send copies to anybody. A letter from Ambassador William Dodd to us and Colonel House, and because it's covered in several books that we have as well. But the average American cannot believe we financed the Nazis. Even as many people today find it very difficult to believe that we're actually financing the terrorists throughout the world, and yet it should be so obvious that we're financing of the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria, and we're fighting them in Afghanistan, and nobody wants to ask that question as to why, because I think they're afraid the answer will be obvious. This whole thing is a put-on, and everybody being killed over there is being killed because we're financing both sides. But you go right ahead.
Well, and I think it's also important to understand that that was a mass trauma inflicted on an entire nation. And I think a lot of my parents' generation that was in elementary school, you know, the people that are, say, 60 years old, 65, they still have not recovered from that. It'd be like if someone in the mafia walked right up to, you know, your Sunday Easter brunch and blasted your dad or something. It's like the mass mind control trauma of that is very powerful and still deeply rooted in people fearing that nobody can take America in a direction of sovereignty and justice and honor anymore. You know, if someone does try to, then some, you know, lone nut takes them out. So I think it was a carefully crafted psychological attack on the entire nation as well.
Oh, I think it was, and then it was followed very shortly thereafter by the assassination of Martin Luther King, which was a conspiracy, and by the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, which was a conspiracy, and actually we have four CD sets on both of those assassinations, and certainly there's no question at all that both of those were arranged by the same people who arranged for the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Yeah, they do play games with our minds. They keep putting things on television to manipulate us. Television is a means of mind control, and when you watch it, the question is not what you're seeing, but why are they putting this on? What do they want to convince me of that isn't true? I share your concern over certainly the way we are manipulated, and they have certainly utilized that assassination of Kennedy to control our emotions and our minds. And read the publications put out by the so-called conservative organization. You'll be shocked when you see how they handled the Kennedy assassination and the legitimacy they gave to the concept that Sidney Oswald acted as a lone assassin. He did not. He did not kill Kennedy. And how do I know that? I actually personally talked to Dr. Crenshaw, who was at the Parkland Hospital. He was a surgical resident. When they brought Kennedy in, it was obvious the wound came from the front and, of course, blew off the back of Kennedy's head, which is what Mrs. Kennedy was doing as she scrambled to the back of the car after the shot was fired to retrieve the back of his head. And basically, of course, Sidney, a wound in the throat, it was a wound from the front. And basically, Crenshaw was told, as a surgical resident, that he must never tell what he saw. If he did, he would never practice medicine. And so for 25 years, he kept secret, and as soon as, of course, he was ready to retire, he came forward, told the story, I interviewed him, and shortly thereafter, he was dead. But we do have that interview, and it's in our four tape sets, our original four tape set on the JFK assassination. We have one JFK assassination, JFK update, and then, of course, and those two are priceless. To give you the background of it, but he had, in fact, you mentioned that movie of Oliver Stone. We actually that story of the colonel sitting on the park bench with Jim Garrison. The colonel was Colonel Fletcher Browning. We have a two-hour interview. He was the Pentagon liaison to the CIA, and he has no question at all. This was a CIA assassination. Fascinating information. In fact, in those tape sets, you'll actually hear an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. You will actually hear, certainly, the interview with Dr. Crenshaw. Information you'll never get elsewhere. Go right ahead, though.
Well, the single patsy is used repeatedly as a way to put an end to the investigation, especially when the single patsy is killed. There you go. It's over. We got the bad guy, you know, go USA. I mean, I'm a very patriotic American, but these investigations of all these events from the Oklahoma City bombing to 9/11, they are cover-ups. They are used to, I mean, even the Boston bomber had to be you know, shot, and, you know, he walked out of the boat unwounded at that point, and then now he can't talk because he's got a hole in his throat somehow. So this is just, it all needs to be investigated, and it's not investigated because they want to put an end to it, say, good job, the police state won. You know, you need a police state, America, to protect you from these bad guys. We need to group you at the airport. We need to spy on all your emails and your phone calls. It's for your protection. Big Brother is good.
You're absolutely right, and they have convinced us that we have to allow them to expand their power to protect us from the bad guys, and they funded the bad guy and the terrorist movement since its inception. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you're out there. But I share your concern. All we can do is keep talking about the assassination and pointing out these things. But if people, we get our 2-4 tape sets on this or 4 CD sets, especially hearing certainly testimony of Dr. Crenshaw, who was there at the Parkland Hospital, gives you an entirely different perspective of what really happened that morning. And then, of course, as I say, we have a 2-hour interview with Madeline Duncan Brown, a 2-hour interview with a college professor who studied this. And then, of course, we have the conversations with the people who were actually there. And we have the 4 CD set on deadly assassins. And in one of those, Colonel Daniel Marvin actually talks about how he heard the people from the CIA saying that they were the ones who coordinated the murder of an American president. This information is all available to anybody in the media, but nobody has ever contacted me and asked if they could use it. Our number again, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Okay, go ahead. What are your other thoughts?
Well, John F. Kennedy had to be brought down as to ensure the health of the state through what they needed to do with the Vietnam War, as we discussed, what the continued growing power of the Federal Reserve, the continued operation of the CIA, and many other factions that I know you've gotten into in your information and a lot of other experts have covered. But
well,
the speeches that
the president who does not go along with the agenda will be assassinated. And I think that that's why they assassinated Kennedy. He wanted to be the president. And the others know that they are to simply go along and take orders. If they don't, why, they will be killed as well. But see, I know that Ronald Reagan did not want to have George Herbert Walker Bush as his vice president. But he actually was forced to. And then, of course, there's an attempt on his life, and he gets the message. And after that, why, George Herbert Walker Bush runs the presidency, and suddenly Ronald Reagan is more or less just a figurehead. Unfortunately, that's the way the world really worked. We have a small group of very wealthy and powerful people working behind the scenes who are, of course, utilizing the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, taking us from war to war to war. But of course, unfortunately, I believe there are going to be some other cataclysmic events that down the line are going to change their plan and their agenda. And that's, of course, one of the fascinating things we're working on at the present time. But we're telling everybody, so they need to begin making the preparations. I was told, it was the day before yesterday, on Monday, it was actually just yesterday, from several sources in intelligence, that Israel is going to attack Iran. And certainly as a result of that, there could be serious complications for the United States. Now, is that true? Am I being fed faulty information? Well, basically, one of the people sent me a letter. It was actually an article written by John Bolton, and it was published in a major magazine, and basically said that Israel is going to attack Iran. Now, the article has meaning because of who John Bolton is. John Bolton is the former American ambassador to the United Nations. John Bolton is part and parcel of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he speaks for them, and when he tells us that Israel is going to attack Iran, I really believe it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. Now, I could be wrong, but I suggest you make your plans accordingly. Far better to be anticipating a major cataclysmic event and have it not happen, and have it happen and not be prepared. Try to make the preparation. My telephone number is 877-254-75.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Auto Works East Portia, BMW, Audi, and Lafayette reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and is our caller still with us? Well, I guess we lost our... Yes, who's on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm very well, and I hope you are as well.
I'm doing just great.
I would like to say this... morning, that it's wonderful that we still have the freedom left that we have, and I should say liberty, not freedom from things, but liberty to do what's right. I would like to say that one of my biggest giving of thanks this Thanksgiving will be for you.
Well, God bless you.
I have told so many people here in restaurants and drugstores and everywhere, I said there is this wonderful doctor who could have, when he retired, just booked a whole series of cruises and had a wonderful leisure life, but instead he decided to research everything, and he built a radio station instead of going on a cruise, and he's been informing the American people ever since. And Dr. Stan, your sacrifice for this country has been, I'm sorry, amazing, and I'm so thankful for you.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to do something worthwhile in my retirement years, and I appreciate so much your words of encouragement and support.
I would also like to say that, you know, I told you a while back that I had been tutoring a J.P. Morgan Chase banker in what's really going on, and he's younger, and so I said, well, what do you think of all this? I mean, I went back to the founding of the Bank of England in the 1600s with him and brought him on forward. And so somewhere in the midst of all that, I said, what do you think of this? He said, he's younger, and he says, it just blows me away. Well, things went on, he gave me a copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is not a sci-fi thing. It's about the history. It is the definitive, as I see it, the definitive history of the Federal Reserve System, and I urge all of your readers to get a copy and read it. It will absolutely astound you. It will put your feet on the floor where you have the basis for knowing what is going on and what has brought all these things on us.
Also, you're absolutely right. The book's written by Ned Griffin, and he did a magnificent job. The Creature
Griffin Edward, he also wrote the Fearful Master about the United Nations atrocities in Angola, Congo, I should say, years ago.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
But you can get The Creature from Jekyll Island by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand the background of our money and make your plans accordingly, because most people who have played the traditional game, kept their money in bonds or in the stock market or in the bank or in annuities or the other bank-associated mechanisms, they're going to lose everything when this whole house of cards comes down. Make your plans accordingly, and remember the three rules of investment: diversify, diversify, diversify. Go ahead, Maureen.
All right. Well, another thing I'd like to ask you. I've heard about the Dodd-Frank. Is that a bill or an act? Is it an act of Congress?
It was a piece of legislation.
It's a done deal.
Oh, that was, yes, a long time ago.
Long time ago.
And basically it was intended to limit the power of the bank so that it would have to act responsibly, but of course it hasn't done that. And they simply circumvent this because they're far more powerful than the Congress of the United States. And basically the banks contribute a large amount of the money that is utilized for congressmen to get elected. So we have some of the finest congressmen in Washington, D.C. that money could buy, that the banker's money could buy.
That's for sure. Now, does it state, I've heard recently that it states that money that you have on deposit in your local bank is not yours and that you can't get it back on demand unless you have a demand bank account, a demand deposit. Can you explain that to us?
No, I really can't. I'm not an expert on the Dodd-Frank bill. I know it exists. I know that it was passed. I know that it's been circumvented, but I really can't comment on the details of it. That's out of my field. Maybe there's somebody out there in the audience who could. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. You go right ahead.
I hope they will, because this is very scary, that if you go to your bank teller and say, all right, I want $200 out of my account, and they say no. And apparently, because of the Dodd-Frank, and I'm hoping someone will call in who is an expert on this, that you cannot get your money out of the bank, that once you put it in the bank, it becomes the not your property anymore, but the bank's. This is absolutely bizarre. But if it's true, we all need to be warned. There are many people in my area that I know who are keeping only enough money in the bank to pay the bills, and they don't have their main savings in there at all.
I think they're very wise to be doing that. I don't think we can trust the banks, unfortunately.
We really cannot. Well, Dr. Stant, I wish you and Barbara the very best for this coming year, and may you remain in health and prosperity, and we'll look forward to hearing you in the future.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Maureen. And again, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And give us a call if you have a question or comment. It's open line. And we're just about at the end of this segment. So 877-254-7524. But basically, of course, we've talked about the banking situation. And you must understand that there is a very, very small group of people who control the major banks of our country. Just as there are six major corporations that control suddenly the major media, and that Time Warner, AOL Time Warner, that is Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Viacom, which controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, and with this, all sorts of other publishing houses and certainly other means of getting information out. Certainly we have GE, but they've sold NBC to Comcast, and then finally we have Fox News, that controls British newspapers and foreign newspapers, and the Wall Street Journal and Fox News, and there are dozens of publishing houses, and they all do. They all interlock into this control of the media, so they can largely control what the American people think. My local newspaper, the newspaper at the other end of our county, the Pomeranian newspaper, the San Jose Mercury, all controlled by Bill Gates. Bill Gates has gone around buying up all sorts of newspapers all across America. Why? Because he wants to control what we think and believe. And what is Bill Gates dedicated to? He's dedicated to creating a one-world government. But, of course, if you read the occult publications as I do, why, one of the major financiers of the occult movement is a man named Bill Gates. We'll be back on number 877-574-7524. Give us a call.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Hi, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Ann calling.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing just great. Other than that, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to hear Ambassador Cooper, who was supposed to be our guest this morning, but you go right ahead.
Okay. I want to mention that I'm calling regarding the Evie Hudak recall in Colorado. This is critical because we've been able to unseat the Senate President John Morse, as well as another senator, Angela Jarone. Now we're on to the third one, which is Evie Hudak. I want to give information as to how people can help, no matter what state they are in, and of course, especially people who live in the Denver metro area. People need to get a paper and pencil. First of all, I want to mention one of the things that is so appalling to me. I want to make sure people know about it. And it's, she introduced and got passed HB, House Bill 1081, which puts sex education that includes transsexual relations and sodomy in the fourth grade. So fourth graders are now going to have that exposed to them through the school system. And that is unacceptable to me, and that's why I try to work hard on this. In addition to increasing our rural Coloradoans' electric rate 25%, so that means it hurts a lot of farmers and ranchers who have businesses where their electric bill is pretty high. In addition to just regular residents that live in the mountains or live on the plains. So anyway, in addition to our Second Amendment rights that she absolutely stepped all over with and told a person, a woman who had been raped, who had a concealed carry but was on, I believe it was a campus, but I'm not sure what gun-free zone she was in, but that had she had her gun, it would not have helped her. Because the statistics were not with her. But if you go to the website Recall Hudak, and that's spelled H-U-D as in dog, A-K as in clatter, kitchen, T-O-O.org, recallhudak2.org.
That one is, more time.
Okay, recall.
Recall.
Which is R-E-C-A-L-L. And then the next word is H as in Hades, U, ugly, D as in dog, A as in awful, K as in kitchen, T as in Tom, O-O dot org, okay, recallhudak2.org is our official website. We had started it in the spring, so if people sign the petition in the spring, they have to sign it now because that was suspended in order to get John Morse and Angela Jarone removed, which we were successful at. So the phone number at the office to a call to volunteer is 720-477-1669. And that again is area code 720-477-1669. Now, when you go to the website, you can view a YouTube of her legislating in the, in the Senate, where she's telling another senator, Owen Hill, to just flip a coin about whether or not he's going to vote for a $1 billion tax increase for Colorado citizens, taxpayers. And then there's another website, Recall Hudak, just the same, just recallhudak.com, where you see another time she's legislating, and you get the kind of legislator she is. She is so dictatorial. She is from New York originally, and she's in education. She's been with the, I'm not sure which, if it's with the Department of Education or what she's been with, but she is not a constitutional representative at all. So if people would go there, I want them to know that they can walk neighborhoods, make telephone calls, do data entry. We need more volunteers. We cannot have enough. We're very likely to win, but we still need more signatures. So, it's important for people to know Senate District 19, which is from, in the Denver metro area, from 120th Avenue south to Highway I-70. From the longitude is Sheridan Boulevard west to Indiana. It is almost a perfect rectangle.
All right, fine. Well, certainly you need to get rid of your corrupt legislators. People need to get involved in the electoral process. And here's an opportunity to do something positive.
Yeah, so Yes. Yeah, so the point is, if you send $10, if you send whatever you can send, that will help the effort. Because if we remove her, we have the opportunity then for more constitutional representation in Colorado. We send a message all across the country, and we send a message to the world. So that phone number
is... What is your address that people want to send donations to you?
Okay, and the address to send donations to is 11651 West 64th Avenue - E as in Edward 1 Arvada, A-R-V-A-D-A, Colorado, 80002. So again, that address is 11651 West 64th Avenue, number E as in Edward 1, Arvada, A-R-V-A-D-A, comma, C-O, zip code 80002.
And okay. What is the name of the organization?
Well, the organization is Recall Hudak 2.
Recall Hudak 2, okay.
Okay. Oh, and yeah, that's who they would make the check out to, Recall Hudak 2, T-O-O, not the numeral. Okay, and then that's our website. That I'm not sure if that gives the address, but it is recallhudaktoo.org is the website, and then you just don't put the .org on the check. Okay, so if you can do 20, you know, I'll tell you, we are still working really hard, but we never have enough volunteers. So we can do this, and we've got. And it's important to know we only have until December 2nd. Okay.
God bless. Thanks for calling.
December 2nd. Okay, thank you.
Everything you're doing. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners, as I do almost every day, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and we're trying to reach people and make them understand that behind everything going on politically, certainly are powerful spiritual forces There really is another dimension out there. You can tap into it, but you do not want to tap into that under any circumstances because it comes from the very, very pit of hell. If you read the Bible, of course, you'll see references to the supernatural forces that are at work, but they are real and they're dominating what's going on today. Their goal is to bring about a one-world government and a one-world financial system and to destroy Christianity. And you can see that in everything going on today. That's what's going on in our schools. That's what's going on in our courts. That's what's going on in our military, where the American military is going into countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and setting up governments under Sharia law. Why would we be establishing governments under Sharia law? The people don't want it, but we're doing that so we can destroy Christianity there. When you understand that, you understand the evil we're up against. If you'd like to be part of our effort to expose what's going on, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But Sydney, if you call our 800 number, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get our four best tapes or four best CDs of the month along with our newsletter. Or you can subscribe to our newsletter by itself. Or you can certainly buy the books and DVDs and four CD sets that we have. And so many of them out there you need to have to understand what's going on. The four CD set on the secret government. The four CD set on secret society. Certainly my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the secret agenda, or certainly foreknowledge, or certainly my interview with Norman Dodd, and of course you'll see in the Desperate Deception, or Dangerous Deception, DVD, Dangerous Deception. And then, of course, my interview with Ambassador Smith, who is the American ambassador to Cuba. When we installed Fidel Castro, he never won the election. We installed him. Why? Because they needed an enemy, and they knew he was a communist. And you'll hear Ambassador Smith telling how he knew the president and the Secretary of State. They all knew Fidel Castro was a communist. That's why we installed him. We need an enemy. It's called the World Revolution. That's the CD, the DVD. And then, of course, if you want to see my interview with a four-star Marine General, Lou Walt, you can request that. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But the most important thing is that you get informed, and then you inform others. Because basically, we're going to lose America unless the people are willing to stand up. We can't live on the benefits that we got and inherited from generations past. The wicked people in charge of our government who control both political parties and our banking system and our media intend to use this country and then first destroy it and merge us into the one world government with freedom simply of remembrance of things past. So if you want to be part of this effort to take America back, our number 1-800-544-8927. Listen to our programs afternoon, evening, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and then pray for America. Pray for revival. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you see tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.